good Tuesday morning. Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment every week at this time. David Snell joins us from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right, so the time has come to say goodbye to Windows 7.
Rest in peace, Windows 7. Today is the final day that you'll receive security updates or anything about fixes for Windows 7 from Microsoft. So it's time to move along.
All right, move along. And an upgrade to Windows 10 would be a good option?
Exactly. So when Windows 10 was first released way back in July of 2015, that was over 5 years ago, Microsoft offered an unprecedented free upgrade offer to Windows 7, 8, and 8.1 users, good through, at that time they said, through July of 2016. Apparently Microsoft has decided to not end that free upgrade process. So for those folks who couldn't buy a new computer, haven't done anything at all, even businesses who need to use their Windows 7 computers, you can do these now free. We don't know how long it's going to last after today, but you can right now do a upgrade from Windows 7 or 8 to Windows 10 for no cost.
It's not bad to have, again, a sale that was, well, a free offer that ended in 2016 still going. That's a nice extension.
You'd wonder if Microsoft just forgot that web page was up, but it's still up and working as of yesterday.
Yeah. No, I feel like in the past, I don't know about you, Dave, I mean, you watch this, I feel like Microsoft puts out these deadlines, and then they know that we're just very lazy as people, and they're like, oh my gosh, they're not going to go again by this deadline. Fine. Fine, it's free forever. Just do it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I agree with you, Rob. I think they just say, well, we're not going to get into what we want them to do on our timetable. Let's let them do it on their timetable.
Yeah, so. I mean, they have tried many times to get us to move along faster, but we're very slow as people generally to make changes, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty. All right, so what do you need to do if you've got Windows 7 right now? If people are, you know, log on and they've got a Windows 7 system, what do you do?
Yeah, well, if they're ready to do the upgrade, they just go to the Microsoft.com download Windows 10 website, because it's still there, and it'll walk you right through it. It's a pretty simple process of downloading Windows 10, installing it, and then as long as your computer has an active or a good digital license of Windows 7 or 8, that's the number that Microsoft will accept as a Windows 10 activation number. Now, the caveat here is that if someone is using a hacked version of Windows 7, it will not register, so you're not going to be any better off.
Oh, okay.
But if you have a valid version, you use your same old activation code, and it will install and update and activate, and you've got a Windows 10 digital license for the life of your computer.
If someone does not do this upgrade, what are they missing out on?
So the ramifications are all security-based. If after today there will be no more security updates or fixes coming from Microsoft, so the further we go past January 14th, the more likely it will be that hackers are finding ways to get into Windows 7 computers.
Oh boy.
And then it goes that whole other gamut of botnets and everything else. So you really want to get this done if you're going to continue using your computer. You want to go up to Windows 10. Now, Rob, you were right in what you just said about Microsoft, and sometimes you just say, okay, well, let's let them do it at their own time. For businesses, if you have programs that will only run on Windows 7 and you have to maintain Windows 7 computers, Microsoft is now also offering an upgrade path, but they'll allow you to continue to use Windows 7 for up to 3 more years if you, get this, pay them a fee every year.
Okay. So it would depend if you have some specific programs that run only on that. It's just too expensive. Maybe this is less expensive for a business?
It is much less expensive for a business who has that need. For instance, I think right now it's $60 for the first year, $120 for the second year, excuse me, and probably over $300 for the third year. They're only going to do it for 3 years. They really want you off Windows 7.
Yeah.
But they'll help the businesses along.
Okay, we're just getting a message in here, a question, David, from a listener. How easy is it to find your own activation code, or is it automatic?
So how do you do that?
Yep.
If you're doing the upgrade, it's going to find the activation code automatically if it's a registered, valid version of Windows 7. Worst case scenario, when Windows 7 was released, it was released with those little stickers that were stuck on the computer that had the code right on the sticker.
Okay.
They don't do that anymore, but the stickers are on the older Windows 7 computers. Mm.
They are, okay. All right, so, but it should be pretty easy once, to go to this site and to download it?
Very simple. As I said, it's four steps.
Okay.
And the thing that it takes is going to take a couple of hours for it to do its work. Don't get antsy. Don't turn your computer off. Just let it do what it's doing until it finishes, and then you'll be okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's good to know.
And I guess the other thing, it can, if I've got Windows 7, can it handle Windows? Do I have to be nervous about losing anything? Or
that's the last caveat. What will happen is that when the Windows 10 downloads, it's going to check that system to make sure you can handle Windows 10.
Okay.
And that's to the best of that download's ability. Then it will run through the install if it believes as you can. And then at the very end, if it can't handle it, it'll tell you, sorry, we can't upgrade this system to Windows 10. We've rolled you back to Windows 7. Now you have to do something different.
Good day, sir. Yeah. Mm. All right. And then it'll say goodbye.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
all right.
Pretty much.
We've done the best we can.
You're on your own.
All right. David Snell's got all the information you need to know. So if you missed any of this, check out his blog about saying goodbye to Windows 7 and upgrading to Windows 10 for free and what you need to know. David, where do people go?
People go to our website, xsmartit.com, click on my blog link, or go to 959watd.com, and follow Rob and Lisa. They have all the information.
All right, David, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, David.